What's up, buds?
What up?
BJ, Daryl, Justin brings you Buds Watch Wrestling. I'm BJ.
And I'm Daryl.
I'm Justin.
And this week we watched wrestling.
Yeah.
In Bloodsport.
We're gonna watch more.
It's WrestleMania one day tonight.
One day.
And
day
two one. Days tomorrow.
I think they're just calling Saturday and Sunday. Not day one.
WrestleMania Saturday's today.
Yeah, because it's Saturday.
In a couple hours. Hour and a half-ish.
Right.
Pre-show.
I think better for volume, it should be like WrestleMania, whatever, point one, and then tomorrow's point two.
There we go.
Because eventually there's going to be a point three and a point four.
What number are we up to now? 39?
39.
Yeah, so this is 39.1.
I always remember because it's whatever I'm going to turn that year.
Oh, nice.
And we went to what, 33?
Yeah.
In 6 years. Damn, that doesn't feel like 6 years.
No.
We're going again for 50.
Are you
the plan?
That's the plan.
11 years?
If everything goes right, we're and they're still doing them and whatnot, we're going
to
go to 50.
And the goal is to sit front row. We'll see.
Yeah, that's the...
Because they're like 10 grand now for front row.
That's the stretch goal is front row, but I'd at least like to be at 50 to just...
Be at 50, there. You know?
The Browns are talking about building a new dome stadium, so who knows? WrestleMania 50 might actually end up replacing them. Can you imagine that came to Cleveland?
That'd be insane. Mm-hmm. It'd be huge for Cleveland.
Yeah. Or even if they could figure out how to do it at the Hall of Fame around Canton because they put all that money in, they could do an outdoor one at Fawcett Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it wasn't in fucking April, it'd be
it's
to accomplish. SummerSlam, maybe.
Well, I saw that's why they don't
that would be nice.
Do anything in the UK or haven't done it in the UK because there was zero dome stadiums in the UK.
Really?
And that, yeah.
That's weird.
Right?
I guess that's soccer, though. That's way bigger than...
Yeah.
And it's way different than football, baseball.
Because you have soccer or tennis, really. I mean, that's about it.
So, don't they play rugby over there?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. I think they do.
I think
they're probably just doing the soccer.
And cricket as well, I believe.
Cricket, yeah.
I think cricket's more of a Asia-Australia thing, though.
Like, I was thinking India when I think
I was going to say,
That's what I usually think of first is India. I tried a cricket game on video games once and couldn't figure out the fucking rules of what the fuck was going on.
I don't know.
Well, India was part of the British Empire for so long, so I think that's why you see a lot of English cricket players.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's go to the number top six questions of the week. What was the best match this week?
For me, it was the main event of Bloodsport.
I haven't got that far yet.
So, it was Josh Barnett and Timothy Thatcher, and shocking ending, and like, they beat the fuck out of each other, and it was excellent.
Love to check that out.
Yeah. I am actually going to go with the ladder match from Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Which was...
The tag team?
Like, five or six teams flipping and flopping all over the place with ladders, which usually is not my thing, but these guys did it. They did it well, and none of it looked fake, and I didn't see a bunch of guys just standing around waiting to get jumped on. Like, all the things I hate about that shit wasn't in this match. It wasn't that fucking Viking El Kiko, whatever the fuck. I watched three of his match. They're all three the same fucking match. Like, yeah, it's great. You can do 7 630s a match. That doesn't hurt any more than just jumping on the dude.
Nice.
just jump on him.
Higher chances of broken neck with every revolution.
I just I get it to a certain point, but when you're just doing the exact same thing in every single match to just do it, what's the fucking point? It doesn't hurt the dude anymore, and it wasn't just like a special I'm pulling out all the stops for TV like I thought the first time. He's done it in three fucking matches now. Like,
yeah,
see, that's no good. When you have such an awesome move like that, you gotta
say. The dude can do 630s, like springboarding off the second fucking rope. It's insane.
Yeah.
The dude's nuts.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should all the time.
I can put my hand in a sausage grinder, but that doesn't mean I should do it.
Okay, Joey.
Joey.
I think that's who did it, wasn't it?
Did what?
Put their hand in the sausage grinder.
There was a kid. Really fucking done that.
There was a kid a grade younger than me that worked at the sausage place in Canal Fulton.
I have no clue about
this. And he got his hand stuck in the grinder. And he lost his fucking hand, yeah. I want to say it was Joey Wines, I think is who it was.
I stole this from a TV show or something.
Danny Wines, his little brother?
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. But yeah.
Maybe that happened.
Yeah, kid grade younger than me. We were like right out of high. He was probably like 20, 21.
What was the best promo package or segment this week?
Well, my best match.
Oh,
you didn't
finish. I thought you were going to.
Yeah, no, I only made it through Raw this week.
Okay.
I'm busy working on the truck, but I'll tell you what, Cody Rhodes and Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
That was a good match. Yeah, they had a good match.
Him actually beat Solo Sikoa and get the pinfall.
In his first loss to WWE.
Yeah. So I thought that was. I figured it was going to be an interference match to preserve Solo Sikoa's.
I did too. I did not expect a clean pinfall. That was nice.
Yeah, so that was really good you know, for Cody Rhodes moving forward to WrestleMania.
He needed it.
Okay. I still don't know if they're going to give him the title, though, WrestleMania.
I'm still not sure either, honestly. I think so, but we'll get there later.
I also want him to add the women's ladder match today from NXT, Stand and Deliver.
I haven't seen
Stand and Deliver. They actually did a really good job, and Tiffany Stratton fucking bumped her ass off and surprised me. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've not watched NXT yet.
Yeah. Spoiler, Indy Hartwell wins, and the ending was pretty
good. I knew she won already,
She, Dexter shows up. Like, she hurts her leg or knee, and she she's the last one standing, trying to climb the ladder, and then Dexter pops up and, like, picks her up the ladder so she can grab the belt and stuff. It was a cool finish.
Nice.
So.
Now best promo package or segment.
Yeah.
Roman and Sammy from, or Cody.
Roman and Cody.
SmackDown. Yeah.
That was really good.
That was fantastic last night.
It was nice to see him shake hands. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know.
The acknowledge me. Well,
there's so much respect between him and his dad. I've been surprised how much they've been mentioned. They mentioned, you know, Dusty Rhodes.
It's been a whole story, though. Yeah.
But it's been done such class.
Right? No, they've done this really well. It's been a really good story.
I'm happy with it.
For me, that was good, but the thing that got me the most was I loved the LWO reveal.
That was cool, too.
You said you didn't see SmackDown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rey and Legato are bringing back the LWO.
Oh, really?
Latino World Order.
Yeah. Seems that way, yep.
Yeah, that's badass.
Rey gave all of them shirts and that. And then, it was dope.
I'm excited to see how that plays out either tonight or tomorrow.
I was excited when he turned the face there that they were going to, you know, start wrestling more together.
Yeah.
Ray's good to mentor him. That
I think it'll be good.
I can't think of the dude. Drugs McDealer. He's fucking
Santos.
Yeah, Santos Escobar. He's got fucking
potential.
A lot of potential. I think Ray would be a good guy to partner up with him and let him see what he's capable of doing.
Vega. Vega. Is she?
Yeah,
nice.
She was with.
Yeah,
him.
She's still with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's got a fuck ton of talent.
Yeah.
There's a lot. They have so much talent anymore, but the luchador females, they really, and Japanese ones, they really impress me.
Yeah. And then also Conan, his speech for Rey for the Hall of Fame last night was really good.
Yeah. Only thing I know is Judgment Day got up and walked out.
They did. It was fucking hilarious.
Nice. That's fine.
And it was after Conan, but Conan did cut a good line for that. He was like, it was, you know, or Rey and Angie have such a great, you know, family life. I've always asked them if I could be part of their family or if they could adopt me. You know, I'd be a good replacement for Dominic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. And I can hear Conan delivering it, too. That's fantastic.
Yeah. His delivery was just amazing. It was, it was perfect. Like, he was hyped up and it was great.
Promo? Like after the match with Dominic, you know, he got down there and yelled in his mom's face and finally made Ray snap. I loved that he said, you don't talk to your mother like that. That was about the only way I could ever see this happening. Is something
I was wondering how they were going to trigger it. As soon as I saw mom in the front row, I'm like, there it is.
Yeah, it was done so nice, dude. Dominic looks so scared, like crawling backwards.
I've been really impressed with Dominic through this whole thing. It's been my second favorite thing after the Bloodline story. It's been Dominic and Ray and seeing what's going to happen there. What should the buds avoid this week?
I haven't seen anything to avoid.
The pre-show to Ring of Honor?
I watched that. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, but it's not worth watching. Right.
Nothing big.
Right, there's nothing nothing to write home about. Like that's what I'm saying. That's all I've got this week. Like, there was nothing really bad this week.
No, over the last 2 weeks where I've watched Raw and SmackDown, I've got to get back to AEW. I've been trying to find time to get the other ones in. But, man, it's like, I can watch wrestling every single day of the week, and
AEW was kind of mad this week, but there was nothing like just really, really bad on it. It was just kind of mad.
Yeah,
like nothing really happened.
Seems like they lost.
Although we got a big excitement next week, big announcement. Tony Khan's making a big announcement.
That happens every other week. It's fun.
What are you most excited for next week? The fallout of WrestleMania, obviously. Yeah. Finding out what happens for the next
Monday
year.
Monday Night Raw.
Right, Raw's going to be dope, I think.
I think they're going to save some stuff for SmackDown, too, now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see some debuts and stuff on, or returns or whatever on SmackDown as well, so.
Yeah. I think the biggest one, I want to see Bron Breakker. I really get this feeling that he's going to.
Did he lose?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's coming up. We'll see him Monday.
Yeah. I think he shows up and takes the belt from Cena in an open challenge. That's what I think.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Makes sense.
Right.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see Kevin Owens turn on Sami Zayn. I can kind of see the undertone of it on Raw when they were talking, you know.
I'm always ready for Kevin and expecting Kevin Owens to turn on Sami Zayn. Like, always, at every point in time. And I could totally see it ending that way and the Usos retaining the titles because of it. The thing is, one or the other are losing. Either the Usos or Roman are losing to continue the storyline of the breaking up of the Bloodline.
I think both are losing.
I do, too, but you never know.
I could see them wanting to get Roman Reigns to 1,000 days. You know, there's that, you know, nobody, you know, to get to 1,000,
you know what I'm really the most excited for? The fact that I'm just excited for WrestleMania. That hasn't happened since I went 6 years ago. I haven't been excited for WrestleMania in 6 fucking years.
Triple H has done a great job.
Yes.
I mean, he has really put a great card together, great storylines. I mean, he's really... I think that's what makes it exciting.
And I also feel like something that AEW failed to do, unfortunately, that Triple H is doing, is he's taking advantage of the goodwill that fans have towards him right now, being new and stepping in and taking over. And I don't feel like Tony Khan did as good of a job as taking advantage of the goodwill that he had from the fans. And now it's wearing off, and you're starting to see it in the ratings and everything.
Yeah.
Not that it's going down, it's just stagnated.
Well, I guess that AEW event in May, the one they have over Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Double or Nothing.
WWE just announced they're going to do the NXT Live at the same day.
Yep, I saw that.
Same time. And I'm just like, this could get really interesting.
I don't think it hurts AEW, it's NXT.
Yeah.
This NXT sucks, dude. It's still not very good.
Really?
I haven't watched it in
months.
That's a
shame, because it used to be so good.
I watched
it. I will say, watching today, Stand and Deliver was better than I expected.
I'm hoping this will be my jump back in now that it's not Vince McMahon and it's not Nickelodeon.
I still don't want to watch I still don't want to watch weekly, but I'll
watch the shows at least, pay-per-views.
Premium live event, whatever it is.
Who's the weekly MVP? You can't just pick one this week. There's too many.
It's Mania weekend. Like, Vince McMahon for having this idea 39 years ago to do WrestleMania, and here we are. Like,
I'll give it to him.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Not wrestling related then.
I'll
go first.
Okay.
So last year, one of my I didn't know this at the time, but now he's become one of my favorite authors. His name is Brandon Sanderson. He released a YouTube video stating that he, during COVID, wrote 4 extra books during COVID, in addition to the insanely massive books he's already wrote that are getting published.
Nice.
And he wanted to release them, but couldn't go through normal publisher means or whatever, because publishers were only release so many books from an author per year because they're stupid. They don't like money for some reason. I don't understand. Book publishers hate money, and I don't get it. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So I kickstarted them, and the first one was supposed to come the first week of January, and it finally showed up like 2 days ago. Nice. And it's fucking great. That's fucking awesome. Fantastic. I've been burnt 3 times on Kickstarter, and now I guess I can say 2, because this one's been unburnt, because I did receive the first book. The second one is supposed to arrive this week. As it just got the first one, I don't quite think that's going to happen.
See.
Now, to be fair, he has been very vocal about the whole thing the whole fucking time. There's been an update every fucking week about this is what's going on, this is what they're telling us, we don't know anything more as soon as we find out. And then once he found out, he's been back on YouTube saying, hey, here's what's going on with the books. It turned out there's a lot of gold foil on the front leather cover.
Oh, really?
And the company that's printing them and making them, manufacturing the books for them, underestimated how they've done the gold before, but not on leather, and underestimated how time consuming of a process it was going to be. So it took them 3 extra fucking months to process the books, basically.
I gotcha.
But they're done, and I got it, and it's so fucking beautiful that if I have to wait an extra 3 months for all of them, it's fucking worth it. That's it's like a $100 value book, dude. Really? It's like a $100 leather bound, nice cool. fucking collector's edition book.
You don't see a lot of leather bound books like that.
And I got them for like $35 a piece from the Kickstarter, oh, wow. I think is what they came out to
nice.
Be.
Hell yeah.
Came with 2 bonus giant fucking bookmarks and a sticker and a character pin, and like all of them come with extra shit because the Kickstarter not only became the biggest Kickstarter ever, if anything, but broke the last record by like 4 fucking times. Like, so yeah, it's gonna be the record for a while.
What's the guy's name again?
Brandon Sanderson. He writes Sanderson. Fiction, fantasy.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
I love him.
I don't do a lot of reading because I'm so damn busy all the time.
It's
on shit, but
it can be an investment. Almost everything he writes takes place in the same world called the Cosmere, but there's all these different planets in the Cosmere that all have their own magical system that works in different ways. Like, there's one, the magical system works by you, like, consume metals, and different metals give you different abilities. Like, iron lets you push on things that are metal, so, like, if it's small pieces of metal, I could push them away from me, or if it's something like a fucking train, I could use it to push me away from the train. And there's ways to pull on metal, and there's different, like, see the future, and all kinds of different shit. It's wow. really neat, and he comes up with all these complicated systems for all his planets, so it's, like, there's a lot going on, but,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Has he ever done a book where, like, person from planet A goes to planet B, and what happens to the powers?
Do so, there is one character that we know of that goes between the worlds right now, uh-huh. and he's literally just to the point of all the writings where he's starting to write the worlds converging together. Uh-huh. He wrote a book that came out in November called The Lost Metal, which I haven't read yet. I'm just waiting for the library's copy to come available for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in that one, apparently, he really starts to start exploring what happens when the worlds become aware of each other. So I don't know the answer to that yet, because he's just getting there after 12 years and 18 books or something ridiculous.
That's wow.
So it's a lot. Like, his Stormlight Archive, he said he's... when he gets to 300,000 words, he'll be about a third of the way done with the book.
Okay. Wow.
Average, like, novella tops out at, like, 70,000 words, and a third of this book's going to be, like, 300,000 words.
Jesus. So almost a million word book.
It'll probably top out to be about 1,000 pages. So it'll be, like, a Steven Erickson or a Robert Jordan or somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
The normal shit I read, because for whatever reason I'm attracted to 1,000-page books that take 3 fucking months to read.
Right. I mean, his running range is going over 1,000 days now.
Yes, that's your proof right there. What do you guys got for not wrestling related?
I saw that in Australia they taken mammoth DNA and used a lamb to kind of fill in the missing pieces to make a bowling ball-sized meatball. But nobody's allowed to eat it because nobody knows if they're going to be allergic to something, you know, meat from, you know, 5,000 years ago or so, 50,000 years ago.
I would try it.
I would too.
I would sign a waiver. What the fuck? Isn't this America? Like,
where's my Australia? So, I think Australia is pretty much the same way.
Though. This is America, though. Bring it here. I signed a fucking waiver. I want you to.
We'll make our own mammoth meatball.
Yeah. Might be able to buy more DNA somewhere.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just, you know, floating around all over. There's so much of it available that
you just gotta go, like, drill in the Arctic and.
That's what's scary about the permafrost.
I was going to say, there's not going to be an Arctic for much longer, dude.
I'm afraid of what viruses are laying underneath that permafrost.
Bacteria and
shit.
Yeah,
they're going to be unleashed.
I heard a thing about, this has never been a problem for humans because most funguses can't survive inside of humans because our body temperatures are too warm for them. But as the planet warms up, if funguses evolve to that, we can start growing funguses inside of us and shit. You're talking about some scary, fucked up shit? That's terrifying, dude.
There will be a fungus among us inside of us.
Right? Fungus among. Good album. I need to listen to that. What do you got, BJ? Anything not wrestling related this week?
I don't know. No.
It's WrestleMania week.
It's WrestleMania week. That's all I did was watch wrestling all fucking week.
I had nothing until the book showed up, so.
Yeah.
My Papa Shango shirt came in today, so, I mean, that was pretty big for me.
It's a dope shirt I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. I bought.
I think he should become Asuka's manager.
That'd be cool.
Ric Flair was, like, putting over Asuka so much last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see he's got his own cannabis line coming out? It's called Ric Flair Drip.
That's great.
Zen Leaf is advertising selling Mike Tyson's stuff now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Same guy that did Mike Tyson's 2.0 is the one that's doing this one.
They did Nash's, okay, too. Yeah. That's who did Nash's, did Tyson's as well. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think I heard Nash say that.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten Nash's just because it's...
It's just in Michigan.
No, I watch wrestling.
That's fine, dude.
Like Monday I watch Raw, and Tuesday... I think I did something Tuesday. No, I watched Futurama play Madden. Then Wednesday I watched Dynamite, and Thursday I watched Bloodsport, and Friday I watched SmackDown and the Hall of Fame, and then this morning I watched NXT. I'm gonna watch WrestleMania. Tomorrow I'm gonna watch WrestleMania.
Wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna watch Raw. And then Tuesday I won't do anything because I don't want to watch the NXT week, so...
Yeah. I will be curious on Raw if Roman Reigns does win, how it will be compared to when you guys were there live when they were chanting "Fuck you, Roman."
I don't think it'll be the same.
I don't, because
he's more popular now than he was then.
And I trust Triple H that
if it happens, it'll
if
be
it happens,
right.
It's gonna, yeah, it's gonna be,
and not like the Undertaker finish, right, which is stupid.
Yeah,
but now everybody runs and bounces off the ropes like that. It's cool as long as you jazz hands before you do it. You gotta do some kind of finger bang or something.
Finger bang.
When you talk about, are we doing Ring of Honor? We didn't want some rules for that last week, so we should probably recap that real quick and go through the results.
Is that the dude that got his ankle broke? Was that Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
That video you showed me?
Yeah, that was Ring of Honor.
Oh my god.
It was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. Ring of Honor usually does good shows, though, to be fair. And while you're pointing up, on the go home, they did. Yuta defended his pure title against Leon Ruffin, and they did a really good job of Yuta using the rules to his advantage, which they haven't really been doing much in the Tony Khan era of Ring of Honor, so that was nice.
Oh, Tony Khan runs Ring of Honor, too?
Yeah, he got Ring of Honor last year.
Okay.
You know, and he's just, this is like the first, like he just started weekly TV to build up to this pay-per-view, so he just started a weekly TV show on the Honor Club app and website or whatever.
See, I watch most of my wrestling on either Peacock or Hulu. That's like Raw and SmackDown are on Hulu, and so is AEW. But then if you want to watch like documentaries, WrestleMania stuff, you know,
that's all Peacock. On Peacock, yeah.
A little confusing, but I haven't seen like Ring of Honor or anything pop up on Hulu, so I don't know if it was...
Yeah, it's only on Honor Club, but I watch it other means at the moment, so... Be a sketchy.
You got the card? Mostly just pay-per-views, you know, they just got...
It was for the last year, but yeah, he just started the TV show up.
Yes.
Like 4 weeks ago, five weeks ago or something.
So we had four pre-show matches.
Mm-hmm.
We had Jeff Cobb taking on Hot Sauce Tracy Williams.
Yes, this was quick. Yeah. Cobb picked up a good one. Quick, fast win here.
Yeah.
I like Hot Sauce. He's great.
Me too. Then we had Willie Mack taking on Takeshita.
This match was really fucking good, actually. I forgot about this being on pre-show.
Yeah.
This was a good match. This was the only match on the pre-show you need to see. You can skip the rest of it.
To me, Willie Mack seemed like half a step off. But that was about, like, it was still really good, but he just seemed about half a step off. Willow Nightingale and Miranda Alize,
were next. I can't believe you got that. Good for you, man. That's like the first time you've ever caught that.
Yeah.
Willow. Finally got her name right. Willow did win. This was,
it's because I actually heard it said out loud for the first time.
There you go. That's not true. You've heard me say it out loud every time.
I've heard it said out loud on television for the first time. So. Then we had Stu Grayson taking on Slim J.
I barely paid attention to this.
Stu Grayson won.
There was an aftermath with fucking Vincent and Dutch are back.
Yeah.
Fucking Righteous. That was sweet. I'm all about that way.
Then we had the main show started with the AAA Mega Championship. El Hijo Del Vikingo versus Commander. Or Day Commander.
Commander. That's how they said it. Commander. Who's going to be on Dynamite, so you'll get to see him.
Yeah. And Hijo won.
I didn't pay a lot of attention because I just realized quickly he was just going to do everything again. Yeah. And he did.
I also missed in the pre-show. Nigel McGuinness came out and did commentary.
He called the whole show, which was fucking great, by the way.
Yes.
Him with Rick Abani and Caprice Coleman were a great trio, and I'm not usually a trio fan.
Right. But were they able to, like, freely move between AEW and Ring of Honor?
A lot of them do.
Okay.
Not freely, but I mean, a lot of them are on both shows. Like Claudio, you see all the time on both. UD, you see on both. Okay. Kingston's been on both. Most of them have been on both.
Okay.
Yeah. We had 6-man tag. The Embassy versus AR Fox, Blake Christian, and Metalik.
This was really good. The clash of styles between the two teams was fantastic. You had the big hard hitters versus the high flyers, and it made a really good, interesting match. It was intriguing because of how different they were and how it worked well together. That's one of the best things about wrestling.
Yeah.
You get those styles clashes that work like that.
I was kind of surprised the Embassy retained just because
they've really been pushing the other three teams lately, too.
Well, I feel like Cage is on his way out. And like
I felt like that before.
There was rumors that he doesn't even have a contract right now. He's just
John Moxley was the world champion without a contract.
Sure.
So why the fuck not?
But yeah. So Ring of Honor Women's Championship, Athena versus Yuka Sakazaki. And Athena retains.
This was better than it had any business to be.
Yeah.
I'm usually not the biggest fan of Yuka Sakazaki, but her shit looked pretty solid here, so I gotta give it to her. She's definitely shown some improvement. I don't know if it was just working with Athena, but
yeah,
man, they looked good.
And apparently,
fun match.
Trinity, aka Naomi, was front row for this match as well.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. Hmm. So, see where she ends up.
Maybe there.
Maybe. Then we had the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Mark Briscoe versus Samoa Joe.
Motherfucker made me cry.
Joe won.
Oh, goddamn. Two tears, dude. Both out of this eye.
That's funny. Yeah.
Y'all, oh, man. Yeah. When they were celebrating at the end and they were all pointing to Jay, and I'm like, man, goddamn it. And I just, the mood I was in, the weird day I've had, I had a couple tears. Like, oh, it got me in the feels. Like the new belts, by the way. They're nice. They got an old school.
Mm-hmm.
I barely could tell they were new.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked them too.
I can see it being emotional. That's, you know, everything's gone on. And just recently, it's sad.
Yeah. At least his kids are out of the fucking hospital and shit. But,
right.
Like,
yeah.
I guess the one still has a pretty hard time ahead of her, so yeah. I don't know. It's fucked up.
Then we had Daniel Garcia taking on stupid, sexy Hiroshi Tanahashi.
I didn't pay attention to this either.
Tanahashi won. So,
I didn't rewind because I didn't care, but I missed this because a roof fell on my roof.
Right.
Like somebody else's roof fell. And I don't mean like an awning because that's what everybody keeps saying. Like a fucking roof fell on my roof.
It was a porch roof.
Yeah.
Full fledged roof.
I hope pick it up.
It was a weird fucking day.
It was heavy.
That was a great picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got the pictures in case I needed it for insurance or whatever, in case we had to turn them into dudes' homeowners, but nothing got fucked up, amazingly.
So, speaking of good pictures, too, there was a picture, you know how Mark Briscoe's missing his four front teeth?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Tanahashi has had an injury recently where he got his four front teeth busted out.
Oh.
And so they took him, and he had partials for it, but
he took them out,
and they took a picture together.
That's great.
Missing their four front
teeth.
Fantastic. And it is, like, the best.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so since I didn't really care about this match because it wasn't for anything, I didn't rewind it and watch it again.
Yeah. We had the Reach for the Sky ladder match for the tag team championships. It was the Lucha Bros, Top Flight, The Kingdom, Aussie Open, and La Faction and Gobernol.
Damn, that's a lot of people to ring for ladders match.
It was great.
Yeah.
Wow. It was neat. They started off with like all the teams except for two scattered for ladders, and the other two teams just like yeah, we'll hang out here for a second. Just let these guys fight it out amongst themselves for a little bit. It was really cool.
That's great. Lucha Bros won.
Yeah, the Kingdom should have won.
Yeah. Dante got fucked up.
They did a good job of cutting the camera off of him quick when they realized he was legit hurt. Like, I was impressed with it. Like, the cut that you see is how fast they cut it in the feed, like,
oh,
when you're
really?
Watching.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that's all you see is they cut it that quick.
They were on it then. I mean, because I seriously thought it was his neck.
You could see because they cut to like the big like wide cam shot when they cut away from it, mm-hmm. and you could see like the ref caught it quick. They had people immediately. You see Doc Samson was already around the ring. Like they were on it quick, dude. I was really impressed. So kudos to the fucking staff on that one. I made sure they got him out of there safely and didn't fuck him up worse.
I had to watch the video 4 times to realize he even broke his ankle. I mean, for them to catch that immediately, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, you could tell he was hurt when he hit, but you couldn't tell what was hurt at first.
I thought it was his neck. Me too. I thought he got too high up on it. So that was pretty impressive. Yeah.
And then after the match, you could tell Penta felt like shit about it. Like, he was visibly upset, smacking the ring and shit.
And then I don't think he heard another
Penta sucks.
You know, it wasn't Penta's fault at all.
No, you can tell by rewatching, either, like... I told Justin, I think you were doing with Leo or something, but the only way it could be Penta's fault is if Dante didn't want to take the spot and Penta talked him into it, and I don't see that being the case. Yeah,
So
I think he actually walked in the room as we were talking about that.
I did hear that.
I mean, it's so easy in something like that, though, to have your leg just slightly out of place.
With an ankle or a knee or an elbow or something to pop or twist or, like, wrist, any of that shit. You just fall just wrong. I could do it slipping on some fucking water in my kitchen or something and break my ankle like that. You never fucking know.
You know,
how Sid did his.
You know, wrestling's fake, though. That floors me. You know, people, like, I recently have talked to people that watch Wrestling House and they come over. They're like, isn't this fake? And I'm like, predetermined? Yes. Fake? No. Because you watch what's happening. Yes, they know how to fall, but it doesn't matter who you are. If you jump off those rings into a table, it's going to hurt.
Right.
I mean, these guys get broken bones. My favorite one is to show him pictures of Mick Foley with his tooth going through his nose.
Yeah.
I mean, is that fake?
I just make the tooth in your nose. Well, I guess you can put it there, but.
Right. But he didn't.
Right. Yeah. All right, so what else did we have?
Some matches. Pure Championship next. Wheeler Yuta and Shibata.
This was fun, and Shibata won in like 13 minutes.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It was quick. It was good.
A lot of these guys' names are fun to say.
Right? Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, Shibata's.
Aiden was making fun of me for trying to say his first name, and I couldn't say his first name. Katsutori or something like that.
Katsutori.
Yeah. Their main event.
Main event!
World Championship. Claudio Castagnoli versus Eddie Kingston. So, Claudio won.
I was hoping Kingston was going to win, but they're telling this whole BCC story right now. So, of course, Claudio's going to win. With Yuta losing, they got to have one belt between them.
I would say so.
Yeah, they got to do something. So, that made sense.
Yeah.
But, what are you going
to
do?
So, great. News and rumors?
Yeah.
I don't have too terribly much.
I can't imagine there's too much.
Logan Paul mentioned that tomorrow is his birthday when he faces Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Two wrestlers have a birthday today. Do you know who they are?
No.
Mm-mm.
Jesse Sorenstein and the Viper, Randy Orton.
Nice. Nice.
And I forget there's three tomorrow. Not somebody was born on my birthday. It was cool. Oh, George Animal Steel. I have the same birthday as George Animal Steel.
Nice. Yes. That's neat.
Nice.
I don't.
It's cool. I actually found a thing and it goes month by month.
I had it for a while because I was doing like birthdays and death days for a while.
Like Scorpio Sky's is tomorrow.
Nice. Who's?
Scorpio Sky.
Okay.
Sawyer Fulton and Jack Evans.
Okay.
So, what's your birthday?
July 8th.
There's only one. Marcel Barthel.
Barthel.
Yeah, okay. Marcel Barthel. Nice. What's yours, BJ?
The June 20th.
June the 20th.
Ooh, Coco Beware.
Noise.
And Don West.
The Birdman. Caca!
I saw him back.
Caca!
That's him and Owen Hart back when they were high energy, I saw them.
Nice.
And they went against the Bushwhackers, I think. Which,
nice. You know, that would have been a good time.
Yeah. It was Ric Flair and Macho Man in the main event, Steel Cage. And Ric Flair tried to go over the Steel Cage right the way I'm facing, and Macho Man grabbed him by the tights. And all of a sudden, you just see super tan Ric Flair and his giant white ass being bent over the Steel Cage.
That's
great. He loves showing his ass.
Speaking of Bushwhackers, though, Butch was hospitalized yesterday, so best wishes to him. Get well soon.
Yeah, that sucks. You hate to hear it. Do you know what happened?
No, they didn't say. He was on a long flight from New Zealand. So, you know, it could be food poisoning. It could have had, you know, clots. You know, it's really, I haven't heard officially what's wrong yet, but they took him from the airport immediately to the hospital, so is what it sounded like.
That's fair. I was just wondering if we knew what was wrong with him.
Yeah.
So, I don't have anything.
Hopefully not the major.
Right. All right.
I have WWE did a house show in Denver last week. Did really fucking well. They sold 9,000 tickets for a house show.
Oh.
The last time they were in that arena for TV, they only did 5,500.
Wow.
So that's how much WWE's going. And that was no Zayn, no Owens, no Roman. Cody was the main event. And like, yeah, so.
That's a house show.
That's a house show.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly is pregnant and expecting her first child.
Oh, yeah.
With whoever her husband is.
She announced that on Renee's podcast.
How old is she now?
I listened to it for that long and then turned it off because I didn't hear anything.
My age? Yeah. A little younger?
She's been around for so long, I keep thinking she's, you know, pushing 40 and stuff. By now, that's probably not
36.
True. 36.
Okay. I was going to say, a little younger. So. A Canadian indie talent named Michael Blaze, I'm going to guess, is going to do a charity wrestling marathon. And you can go donate. It's going to the children's hospital up there.
Nice.
And yeah, you can donate like throughout the wrestling thing. He's just going to do an 8-hour long gauntlet match, basically.
Okay.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's real good. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. So, I forget what sparked it, but there were things going around this week, like in LA and with NXT and rumors of like tag teams that have hooked up. And one of those was Marty Jannetty and HBK.
Really?
And people talking about they slept together. And like Marty Jannetty's like, hey, I'm only posting this because I got asked again if Sean, aka HBK, and I ever had sex, since some of you think he's gay. Truth is, I don't love dick. I doubt he did, and that's why the gay community called him potentially the pitcher, not the catcher, LOL. But so we roomed together like 1 trillion times plus 7 times. I saw him perform only with ladies. If I was going to be that way, I'd have went to someone else, maybe Pat Patterson, so I could leave MJ behind and become champion. Now stop bothering me with those silly sex questions. I'm all about the ladies. Ask my neighbor girls. So, Marty Jannetty put all the rumors to rest.
That was done very well.
That's funny. It's not normal. Marty Jannetty does a good job posting things right in public.
The problem is, like, when you say ask the neighbor girls, they're probably like 15 because he's...
Actually, I assume they were automatically. That's the point he's trying to make is, like, you know I'm chasing young pieces. Like, right. Obviously.
So pop my head.
He slept with his daughter, his stepdaughter, but like,
huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Yeah. It's not my business. Me and hurt nobody.
Mine floats on water.
It does too. And the blood of my enemies.
Spores that fell from one of the 12 moons. Not specifically one that falls from all 12 of them, but
yeah.
I'm sure in this area it's only from one of the 12.
That's good to know.
Other good news, Dakota Runnels, Dustin's daughter, had her first child, making Dustin a grandfather.
Congratulations. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You did it.
You
procreated.
The new PGA Tour game coming out, John Cena will be a playable character.
Of course he will. He's fucking John Cena. There you can't see him, but you can play as him.
It's weird, the whole evolution of John Cena, because like, for the longest time, could not stand the guy.
It actually is a horrible character render.
Yeah, not very good.
Like, it's
not. What the? Okay.
Yeah. He kind of looks Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
Cultural appropriation.
I can't say much about it. I've never actually seen John Cena, so I'm not sure.
It's true.
I'm not sure he's a real person. I know it's like everybody tells me he's real, but I've never seen him, so I don't know if he is.
Someone just tells me he's colorful, like a unicorn. So
there was a time he made Cali drop shit in the future, though.
It's true. It's fucked up.
What else you got for us, BJ?
Big E provided an injury update.
Okay.
So his injury was his C1 vertebrae.
Yes.
And they went in there and pumped some shit in there, and it's supposed to, like, ossify and turn into bone. And they said the last time he went to the doctor, that's what it was not doing. So, like, he's still sturdy and can go do day-to-day stuff, but nothing wrestling or too high active because...
Of his neck.
But he's supposed to go back to the doctor next couple weeks after WrestleMania.
I really hope they get that worked out.
Yeah, so hopefully.
The New Day's just not the same without him.
No. He's the heart and soul. Like,
I just feel bad for the dude because he didn't fucking do anything wrong. Like, and he's right. Not able to fucking work because his neck's not that it's the other dude's fault either, but.
That's just wrestling.
Yeah. But after all that time, if they finally make it to the championship and.
And then break his fucking neck.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Shitty. I feel for the dude.
I didn't know Devon Dudley had sons that were a tag team called TNT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious to check that out now.
Yeah. I think that's why he left WWE again, was to...
Work with them. Yeah, I think so.
It's exciting seeing another generation coming up now. You know, they used to talk about Randy Orton being third generation. Well, you're going to start seeing fourth and fifth generation wrestlers coming here. That's...
crazy.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Orton's kids start fucking wrestling.
Right. I saw him... He was teaching Mark KOs at, like, 4 or 5 years old into the swimming pool.
Right.
Like...
out of nowhere.
That's how it got trending on social media, I think.
I think so. It was him and his kids.
I should have just ran around arcade and owned my kids all the time out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing you should have done, dude.
Right?
Damn wiener kids.
I don't think CPA would have liked that, but...
Yeah,
it's wrestling. It's fake, man.
Yeah.
Never mind the collar around his neck.
That's fake, he can't look. It's a wrestling angle. It's a wrestling angle they wear all the time.
Yeah. Other sad news. Sean Waltman, a.k.a. X-Pac, his dog Lula passed away this week.
That's shitty.
It sucks. Yeah. She was a cool dog. Like, we met her at
All Out or
Starcast.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
That's what it was. All In. Yeah, he had her with him the whole time and stuff, and they were.
His story was nuts too. You know, being on drugs and stuff like that, and trying to, you know, it's so good to see another. You know, somebody that can actually pull themselves out of that before. He dies, and unfortunately, that dog was probably a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you hope that you can stay on the path after.
Right.
Right.
I don't care, man. You have a dog that long. It's like, I can't say it's like losing a kid, but it's losing, like, your fur kid.
Yeah.
It hurts, you know? And I mean, it can really fuck
No one wants
up.
To lose a pet.
Right.
No.
I've heard some, like, why are you crying over a pet? I'm like, why? Yeah. Because I loved it. What the fuck?
And this was say? Like, he took her. Everywhere.
Really?
Like, sure. I had not, I mean, you'd see him at the Hall of Fame with her, you'd see him, like, everywhere with her, so, yeah.
So it is like an emotional support animal for him. Yeah,
so.
Well, I hope he does, you know, he gets through this okay.
Yeah.
Don Callis did not blade this week. He got fucked up.
Yeah, he did.
So, he took a bump in a backstage segment. And came down on, like, one of the TV things, and they said he sliced his head. You could see the bone and everything. Ooh. So they took him straight to the hospital after that. They took him to 3 a.m. to fucking get him all stitched up and everything.
How many stitches did he take?
It didn't say, from what I was.
It's a number that haven't been calculated yet.
Right. They lost count.
I had stitches right at the bridge of my nose, going to my forehead. Dude, they suck.
Yeah.
I could imagine having my whole forehead stitched up like that. Right. So close to the bone.
Right.
Oh, fuck that.
Right. Yeah, you got fucked up. So.
Wow.
WWE, they're doing the Backlash premium live event in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Oh, I heard something about that.
Yeah, and apparently, and this could be going forward, happen more, but they actually... WWE received a $1.5 million subsidy plus an additional $300,000 in-kind contribution to run Backlash. So, like,
I heard
these cities and stuff, I could see it starting to be like the Super Bowl where they bid for more than just WrestleMania. Like,
on the wrestling news today, they said that when they did the shows over in the UK and shit, that it was the same thing, just the amounts haven't been disclosed, which is why nobody made a big deal about it. It's because nobody knew the dollar amounts, but they were the same subsidies and shit being paid to them for those shows, too.
It's probably because it's foreign, whereas Puerto Rico is technically
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Why was there an 18-year gap there? Like, what happened? All of a sudden, like, you're wrestling here, and then all of a sudden, that 20 years go by, and now we're just going to start wrestling here again. That's weird.
Yeah, probably Vince.
Vince doesn't want to travel.
I'd much rather be in Puerto Rico than Saudi Arabia. They got to get out of that contract. I hate the fact every time they go over there.
I know.
Saudi mania, fighting to survive.
Vince McMahon is apparently an employee again, technically.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that on the wrestling news too.
I think his mustache is named.
Yeah, right. But one of the interesting things is he gets the rights to adapt his own story for film. That's one of the
for film
parts of his contract. Yeah, the movie rights to
right. Yeah,
he owns so. Everything. His likeness, like he's one of the few people that don't give that shit up.
No.
And he owns it in perpetuity or whatever, so that way, like, when he dies and shit, they can't start putting him in video games and what the fuck. That's pretty much what he's doing, is making sure they can't use his likeness when he dies, because he doesn't want the attention on him. He's never wanted the attention to be about him.
Oh, okay.
That's why people aren't allowed to talk about him during Hall of Fame speeches, and people aren't allowed to talk about Vince in promos and shit like that. It's never supposed to be about him.
He's a confusing human being.
Yeah.
Because you would think he's so egotistical that he'd want it to be all about him, but when it comes to that kind
of
shit,
that's what I thought it was the first time you were explaining.
I've heard it numerous times from numerous people that he doesn't.
You call it egomatistical.
Egomatistical. It's totally not a fucking word. Egomaniacal, I think, is what I was looking
there
for.
You yeah, you're probably.
I like it because actually it's like a new word, but it does make sense.
In a way. Yeah. What else you got for us?
All right, last thing I have.
Okay.
Just shitty news.
just shitty news.
Giselle Shaw, who is a transgender wrestler, yesterday at WrestleCon, was posted on Twitter today, and then apparently Rick Steiner was being a dick to her at WrestleCon yesterday, screaming, "You're a man, you're a dude, you're a piece of trash, you're filth, get out of here." Like, all this shit, being a dick, and, I've seen reports that he's not at WrestleCon today. He was shown at the Hall of Fame last night. This was before,
it came out.
This all came out. This came out this morning, so we'll see if he's...
That's pretty shit.
If we see him...
It's gotta be brain damage at this point, dude.
Right.
I just don't know how, like you were talking about, I just don't know how you flip the switch one day. You know, okay, it's fine. You don't, you know, transgenders aren't your thing. It's fine.
Then
run your mouth.
And then think about it even further. He's like a fucking, like, principal or some shit. Like, he's around kids and, like...
The one thing I can see, you know, people have an issue
well,
with...
Well, somebody please think of the children.
Is transgender, you know, from male to female and then competing against females. And wrestling, I don't know that it's as big of a deal. But I know there was...
It's not a big deal. It's fake, man.
Yeah, right. You know, and I... But in MMA, you know, there was that guy, he cracked like two women's skulls, you know, and then got an article written up about how courageous. And
I don't know anything about this. This is fucking nuts.
And then the swimmer, you know, she won those titles, but, you know, then they've taken them away.
Problem is, what's the answer, though? Like, it's not fair to any, in some way, shape, or form, it's not fair to somebody.
It looks like you couldn't cut it as a dude. And so now you're competing against women. And there are physical differences in strength and skeletal, you know, structures and things like that. That's the thing, you know, it's not like...
After puberty.
Yeah. You know, so if, like, you have all the treatments and, you know, everything, estrogen and things...
There's something or another that just did that recently, a sporting league or something, and that's the ruling they finally decided on for transgenders, is if you transitioned after puberty, the men can't... You can't compete in the opposite sex of what you were born with, but if you transition before... I don't know the answer. It's not fair to somebody in any way, shape, or form. That's a hard problem to figure out the solution to.
I've looked into, you know, things like this. I did something in college when I was looking at it, and there was a chemical called bisphenol A. It was used in plastics, especially in the 70s in bottles. When plastics were heated up, it would release bisphenol A.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a hormone mimicker. So, you know, it could actually, you know, cause this hormone mimicking can actually mimic both sex. You can actually be born in the wrong body.
Yeah.
You know, this is chemically, this is genetics. So not every transgender is that way, of course. You know, some people just want attention, things like that. But...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's some of it, too.
Yeah, it's not my business, though. You know what I mean? The only thing I feel is my business.
That's the biggest thing about it is,
that's what these people that, are trying to outlaw it and this shit, like...
Mind your business.
You know, right? Like, you know, it doesn't mean you need to get your dick cut off. Like,
I'm just saying, like, you know, we got... It's the same
thing
we
went through with the gay marriage. They're brainwashing the kids. All the kids are going to be gay or trans now.
Who gives a fuck?
They should not be talking anyway. Kids and, like, first...
That's my theory about that.
If there's no more poor people, who does all the work?
The like, robots, that's what we need.
The only thing that
robots
I feel
are
is
the answer to all of this.
We just what are the robots going to do once they've killed all the poor people?
AI.
They don't have anybody to work for. We're all fucking dead.
They'll make poor robots?
I like it. Yeah. Anything else for news and rumors?
Well, I was going to say, to add on to that, Chris Jericho stood up for Giselle. And
good. That doesn't surprise me.
Jericho's the man.
Was talking about how Rick's always been a bully and used to pick on him and Eddie and Chris and Hoopy and stuff back in the day. So
I can definitely see.
Yeah, but people can change. You can hope people change.
Yeah, you can hope, but then
like
this proves that it didn't. So
yeah, that's
and
sad.
It, like, it doesn't surprise me. They both seem like
dicks. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and then people like were always wondering, well, why did Braun change his last name? He should go with the Steiner name. Blah blah blah. Well, he just proved
maybe
everybody
he doesn't want
right.
The association outside of the outside of wrestling stuff, right? It's
right.
Not because of the wrestling stuff.
He probably
stuff.
Knows how his dad is and knew his dad would fuck up at some point.
Right?
Yeah. Like, if I was in the spotlight and my dad was like that, like, I know he'd fuck up at some point. Like,
it's
know?
Just
yeah.
It's so sad to see it's that. Sucks. Especially something like WrestleCon. It's supposed to bring people together.
Right.
You know, like we were talking about, it's not my business.
Plus,
still,
like,
but if it's in the sport that I'm
you've
watching,
you've been to one of these before. You
business.
Know what the wrestling fan base is these days.
Right.
This should not be a surprise to you that there's transgender people in the wrestling fan base.
We
like,
saw at AEW when we went up there. You know, I was really surprised.
Right.
You know, at first, but
oh,
it was
yeah.
A transgender wrestler. I was like,
Sunny
okay.
Kiss, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Sunny and Nyla and yeah.
I think Sunny was the specific one that we
yeah.
Talked about that Nyla's that show that Justin
weird.
Was there Sunny's with.
He's got the best ass in wrestling. Right.
Nice. You got cards, BJ? We should want some wills, some WrestleMania. Tonight, WrestleMania Saturday, I guess, because it's not one day, it's Saturday.
Saturday. Night one.
I like one
Saturday.
Day better, but what are you
day
doing?
Day
one.
No, one day.
Yeah, once in a while.
WrestleMania
so,
one.
First match.
Point one. 39.1.
Men's showcase tag match. Braun Strowman and Ricochet.
Oh, God.
Versus Street Profits. Versus Alpha Academy. Versus the Viking Raiders.
This to be over fast.
Phew. Yeah, this will go in between some big matches.
Or pre-show.
It won't be pre-show. I don't think they're doing any pre-show stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
I would like to see Braun Strowman and Ricochet. But
yeah,
just,
they're probably going to be.
Yeah, they're probably going to win, and that makes the most sense.
Were the Street Profits?
You know, I didn't care for the Street Profits for the longest time. They were just loud. They were like Kevin Hart, just
yeah.
Yelling all the time and stuff. But as I've gotten to watch them more, I really do. I really enjoy them.
Montez
like
is a fucking star.
Yeah, he should
yeah.
Be on his own doing shit.
Like, I like Angelo, but like...
He's a fucking
Montez
next level
is,
guy. He should be fucking competing
yeah.
For
when
the
I saw
Toronto championship.
That they did singles with both those, I thought that was going to be the break right there.
Yeah.
I think it's coming. I think, you know, the writing's
yeah.
On the wall.
I think
yeah,
so.
I hope
eventually.
So. I still think Montez and Bianca should pair up as a, like a power couple, but
yeah,
yeah. And I also think in this match, Alpha Academy
break up
more, or because of the Maximum Male Model shit going on.
So. Right.
Sucks that Chad Gable's from Ohio. I think Columbus or Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
And he annoys me so much with that shoosh. I just want to.
Yeah.
He's so good in the
and
ring.
I was going to say,
he's
such
wrestlers.
A good technical wrestler.
But that's fucked up. They're ruining a great technical wrestler by making him just
act. He was worse with the Shorty G shit than the Shoosh
mm-hmm.
Thing. But
yeah.
As long as you don't have to listen to him talk and you just get to watch him wrestle, it's pretty good.
It just it give him a manager. Just have him
instead
just
of him
talking.
Be the manager.
Yeah.
Right?
And fucking just let the guy wrestle.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Dominic versus Rey Mysterio.
Rey has to win that match.
I think so.
And the build up to that and everything else. I mean, if he were to lose.
Yeah. I think Rey will win. I want Dominic.
I'm doing Dominic for both. I think Dominic's winning.
Yeah.
I'm taking Dominic one and Will.
I think that Rey will win and it'll actually be him and Dominic. And then, you know,
yeah.
He'll leave the Judgment Day and join up with Edge. And
yeah. No, I think Rey will win and Dominic and Damian are going to beat the fuck out of Rey afterwards.
I can get behind that,
think
too. Yeah.
Like,
I can get behind that.
I think Dominic stands tall. right after the match, but I think Ray still wins.
Is that when LWO is going to come down and help?
Yeah.
Yeah, and save Ray.
We'll get that. Maybe that's our War Games this year, is Judgment Day versus LWO.
I want Dominic to come to the ring to Eddie Guerrero's music in a lowrider.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's a WrestleMania entrance.
Yeah. Oh, I'm curious to see the stage. I want to see the setup and everything, how this is going to go.
It looks dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw they did the premiere short, like, 2-minute video last night.
Yep.
They had some chicks, like, skate down the ramp, and yeah. But it's got, like, a very...
Like, skateboards or, like, roller skates?
Yeah, skateboards.
Nice.
They had a
That's a Ram Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, so that five.
$1 billion stadium.
Yeah.
$2 billion stadium.
Fuck it. Monitor's insane.
Yeah, yeah, there's, like, a monitor. It's the biggest... Well, it's the longest monitor in NFL.
Really? It's like when Dallas put that giant one up.
It's bigger than Dallas.
The punters kept hitting it because they didn't put it
right. Right?
Theirs is different, though. So, like, yeah, Dallas's is taller.
Yeah.
But SoFi's is longer because
it's wide. It's more of a wide screen.
So it's like a
curved. But it's like a curved. Yeah. Yeah, it's curved in a big circle all the way around. Yeah.
I'll be curious to see that. That's cool.
It's neat.
So. You know, those effects they do on, like, Raw, like, when they put, like, the swords up.
They
like,
are shit, yeah.
Like, some of them, like, Drew McIntyre's, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I wonder if they're real. The way they come in, like, the Roman Reigns one's terrible.
But, yeah, the Romans.
Yeah.
But some of those, they actually look like they're actually a prop on the, you know, and it's
on
like,
stage or whatever, yeah. Some of those aren't too bad.
Yeah.
Some of them are sweet.
Raw, though. Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, Romans, I just like, this is the best you've got. Really?
Right, you're a $1 billion company, and that thing going.
Right,
it looks so bad. And he's like the face of the company right now. Like, you guys can't.
It has been for like 1,000 fucking days, yeah. And that's still the best you can do.
He must not ever see it. He must not watch TV.
No, he doesn't watch Monday Night Raw.
I mean, he must have no idea what that looks like.
No, he doesn't watch Monday Night Raw.
No,
he is Monday Night Raw.
All right, what's next, BJ?
Sorry,
6-woman tag. Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus versus Damage Control.
Faces have to win this.
Yeah,
hopefully the deck.
Yeah, Lita's Trish.
Damage Control to break up. I can't stand Bayley the way she is right now.
I just want Bayley back. Like,
yeah. Hey, we want some Bayley.
I know they're good heels when I hate them, so she's good at it. But it's so fucking annoying because mm-hmm. I like Bayley way more before.
Yeah, I also want to see teases of. I mean, it could go, because Trish has been teasing turning heel, too, against
That'd
them,
be fun.
Which would be fun.
Why not?
Because I would...
Why don't you?
Yeah, I think our SummerSlam match is Becky versus one of those two.
Right, either Trish or Lita, or maybe a triple threat or something.
Triple threat, right. Sweet.
Triple threat, maga.
Yeah. So, but no, the faces win here.
Though. Yes.
So,
yeah.
All right. Oh, tonight. I thought this one was tomorrow. Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Want Logan? Will Logan?
That's tough. I know.
No, Seth's gonna win.
Seth, yeah.
Seth needs it.
He's been losing so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends if they're planning on really bringing in Logan full time.
No.
And if they're not, then it would make no sense to have him win.
Yeah, but he's a special occasion kind of guy. We don't see him again until Saudi Mania.
He'll probably end up getting to
maybe
the
show in Puerto Rico.
No, Bad Bunny will be Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's right. Bad Bunny's already, I forgot he's already attached to that one.
Yeah. I could see The Miz interfering at that point to save face with Logan Paul and giving the win to Seth Rollins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. So, being the host, I mean, he's going to be anywhere he wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting he's hosting too.
Yes.
I love The Miz.
Yeah. All right. U.S. Championship. Austin Theory versus John Cena.
One little John Cena.
Yeah. I agree. Cena. I said it earlier. I think Cena wins here and then does an open challenge on Monday.
It's like, I can't fucking see him, but he sure as fuck won, yeah. So.
Yeah, the only time I know he's there is when he wins a championship, because I can see that. But,
SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
One will Rhea Ripley.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Is this the main event?
It's between these two. So,
yeah,
the women's match or the Undisputed Tag Team Championships, which mm-hmm. I feel like they gotta...
I think the tag team should.
It's too hard to follow.
Normally, I'd be too much about the women. I'd be all about the women getting the main event. But mm-hmm. this tag team story is the only story that fucking matters in WWE. It needs to be the main event. Yes. It's too fucking big.
Yeah.
Nothing can follow it.
No. No, that's the problem.
It'd be like that fucking year that somebody had to follow Shawn and the Undertaker at WrestleMania. Right. And then the next year they had somebody again follow Shawn and Undertaker at the WrestleMania. And then Shawn and Undertaker were like, all right, motherfucker, we'll teach you not to put us on last.
Right.
And then they did.
Yeah.
And since that point in time, there's never been a match between Shawn Michaels and the Undertaker single that didn't go on last.
Wow.
True story. Sorry, what you got?
Those two are amazing together, though. So
I was going to say, yeah.
You guys got Usos well, as well?
It's because the last one was the retirement.
I mean, match. You guys got the other Kevin match and Sammy.
Was a tag team match.
Yes.
Right. I don't. That was horrible.
I got Kevin and Sammy. Yeah, and Will.
I do.
I don't know.
I could see the Usos winning it, too, but I think Kevin and Sammy are taking
Kevin
it.
And Sammy. I think Kevin's going to end up turning on Sammy sooner than, like, soon, and I don't think there's any point.
Roman, to me, is more realistic, because if Roman holds it, he breaks that 1,000-day mark. The Usos don't have anything left to do. They already hold the record for the longest ever. They don't have anything else to do, so why keep it on the Usos? It's time to freshen it up and do something new. And that's why I think if either of them don't switch, it's the Universal as opposed to the...
What does that do to Cody Rhodes, though, if he loses?
He's done.
Yeah.
You fucked what you built with him for over a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you fucked the whole thing.
I like the joke idea of for that one where you pull a WrestleMania 9 and Cody loses to Roman.
And then Hulk Hogan comes in and wins.
But it's Randy Orton. Randy Orton shows up.
Oh, fucks Cody
and
over.
And beats Roman and wins the championship. And then you set up for Roman versus, or you set up Randy versus Cody at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Randy Orton is coming back then.
Should be, possibly. Yeah.
That's one of the rumors.
That's been one of the rumors, is he's going to be one of the first guys Cody will defend against, because they have a built story already for those two. It's ready to go. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Is there going to be any other surprises, you think?
Yeah, not at Mania.
Well, that's what I was going to do. Yeah.
We should do
like after we got through night 2.
Okay. The surprises and all that shit.
Surprises and
so night 2.
I forgot about 39.2.
WrestleMania 2 day.
Women's showcase. 39. Morgan, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, Ronda and Shayna, Chelsea Green and Sonya.
It's going to be Ronda and Shayna, and I want it to be anybody except for Ronda and Shayna.
Yeah. They're too dominant. I mean, if you look at them actually for who they are, they would beat the fucking living shit out of
Ronda sucks, and she acts like she doesn't want to be there, and I don't want her to be there because of
and
it.
And that's the difference between, like, her and Logan Paul and Pat McAfee and Bad Bunny. Like, they want to be there. They're having fun. She's, like...
miserable the whole fucking time, and I don't want to see it.
Like, I think Baszler really enjoys it.
I like Shayna Baszler a lot.
I think she really enjoys it.
I think Ronda enjoys doing it. I think Ronda's problem is she can't handle not being liked.
Yeah.
She has mental issues.
That's what I mean.
I mean, and she's... It's I mean, she's... Mom. You know, she does try to work on them and things like that, but, you know, coming... You know, I have mental problem, bipolar, you know, ADHD, PTSD and things, and so, you know, I could definitely understand, you know, really wanting to do something, but that being in the position and just, you know, you just don't know how to act sometimes. You're just not always yourself.
Yep.
And I feel bad for her, so I'm hoping maybe she finds that passion.
But it used to be there. Now it's not.
Right.
As soon as people started talking bad stuff about her because they didn't like her one performance, she got all butt hurt. And then
she doesn't have thick skin.
That's the problem. It's the same way she
same thing
MMA.
In the UFC. As soon as she got hurt or as soon as she lost the first time, she couldn't handle it. She was done.
Right. She was used to being dominant. And then when
she couldn't handle it.
That's your identity at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when that gets shattered.
It's just fucked her all up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about this match, though.
No.
Not at all.
I just want to see
both these fucking tag team, whatever the fuck, showcases. Fuck that.
I
should have just done the Andre the Giant on
this. I was going to say, I'd rather have the two Battle Royals than this.
Right? Than this garbage.
I wish Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss would make a tag team.
That'd be
I would this tag team. Must see TV.
Yeah.
Must see TV.
What else we got?
Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
I think Brock's going to put over
Omos. I don't
give
a shit about this either. This is garbage.
I kind of think Omos might win this. Yeah.
I think he's going to. I think Brock's going to put him over because I think Brock's getting ready to retire.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's been in WWE. He's been a staple in WWE for so long.
Yep.
But and then you look back at how long it is. It's like, geez, man, this guy's been wrestling forever.
Yep.
And he was dominant forever.
The whole time.
So if he's going to lose to somebody... It should be Omos.
No, it shouldn't. It should be somebody that can, like, walk and do something and make it worth something. This guy can't even fucking walk around, and they're going to let him beat Brock Lesnar?
That's the problem. You need somebody huge.
He can't talk. He can't walk. He can't move. He can't push somebody over the fucking top rope. A trained professional who's trained to go over the top rope.
That was bad.
Couldn't push him over the fucking top rope.
It shouldn't be him, but it needs to be somebody big.
Also, have you guys ever tried to move one of those fucking medical scales? Those things are heavy as fuck, and Brock Lesnar picked it up and chucked it like it was a fucking cat. I don't know why I said a cat, but that's what I said.
That's
so
what
cats are
for, cats are for.
What else do we got on this card?
You're picturing the lady from The Simpsons.
Yes, chucking cats. What else we got on this card?
We have a Hell in a Cell match.
Yes.
Edge is taking on Finn Balor.
I don't care.
I have no clue.
I think
it's
Finn's
the
gonna,
demon.
Yeah,
it's,
I was going to say, Finn's going to show up as the demon.
Yeah.
The demon doesn't lose, does he?
I don't think he
has. The ones.
Did he?
The turnbuckle.
Oh, yeah.
That was stupid. When the turnbuckle collapsed.
Yeah.
And he got fucking
I forgot about that. Was that the theme? That was the theme.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So. How long has it been since he's been the demon?
A while.
I'll
say since then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so. I mean... I does Edge put him over tonight, or does Edge?
So.
Yeah,
you know,
I think Edge puts him over.
This has become the Edge actual official retirement.
Edge puts him over.
Yeah,
I don't know about that, but Edge puts him over.
Right.
I mean, Edge is what, 48?
Yeah, but he didn't wrestle for 15 years.
Right.
So his body hasn't gone through.
Right. He's got a lot of bumps left on the bump card he never took.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, he does still look good, and I mean, he does.
Right.
His spear. I was actually going to ask you guys earlier, like some of these finishing moves or some of these moves, like who has the nicest spear, who has the nicest DDT. You know, like, Jake the Snake Roberts has the best DDT.
Ever, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know, but the spear, that's a tough one. Because I've seen some
Rhino.
Good spears. Rhino?
Yeah.
This is really, really good.
It's good.
And it's still good. Mm-hmm. Today, he still does it well.
To be fair, his is a gore.
Ricky Starks for modern guys.
Yeah, Ricky Starks is fucking fantastic.
All right, what else we got? We got to get going.
IC title. Triple threat. Gunther. Sheamus. Drew.
Sheamus, because he's never won it.
I don't give a shit. It's going to be Sheamus.
I want Gunther. It's going to be Sheamus.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
man, that dude's
going to
suck.
It gives him the like, grand slam.
I don't
give
a shit.
Well, Sheamus is going to pin.
I have not given a shit about any match on my two so far. Yeah.
I care about this.
I was going to say, this could be a really good match.
The fuck out of each other.
Gunther's hella good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm stoked for that match. Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Asuka.
God, I don't give a shit about this either.
Yeah.
I think Bianca. This is the only title that does change hands all week.
I think Asuka.
I think Asuka.
I think she's going to do it the heel way, though.
I think Gunther is the only one that doesn't change.
So. I think Gunther does. I think Sheamus takes it. Because they keep going on and on and on about how he's never fucking won the belt. And when Michael Cole won't shut the fuck up about something.
That's true.
That's what's going to fucking happen.
Michael Cole would have been better until that whole fucking thing. I'm like, oh, God, Michael Cole.
He's been slightly better.
Yeah.
Rawls announced me on both shows is atrocious.
He's
not
better when
McAfee's
there.
Yeah, McAfee pulls something out of him.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Main event.
Main event!
Cody
what we're here
Roman
for.
Reigns.
Cody, one and Will.
Yeah, I think.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Has to be Cody.
I think they're going to pull it out from Reigns. The fans are going to piss off.
I do too. You know what? I pictured it as, what was the fucking year that everybody knew for sure that Roman was going to win, and then instead they had Lesnar win, and Roman didn't actually pick it up until Saudi Mania. They're going to do the same fucking thing.
Right.
Cody's going to win it at Saudi Mania, and they're going to have him win it there instead of winning here.
That's shitty.
Saudi Mania, fighting to survive.
So how do you think the Bloodline and Sammy and Kevin and how they
women
all...
cannot drive.
Like, is the Bloodline, is the four of the Bloodline still together at the end of the night?
No.
Who turns? Is it Solo? Is
this
it
is
Jay?
Jay's story. Jay turns.
I think it's Jay. It might be Solo first and Jay down the line.
Oh, no, dude. Roman.
Oh, God.
Roman turns on the
three. He turns on them after the match.
Yeah, and just starts
beating. You fucked it up and fucks them up.
Right.
Like, you guys... You
they
guys cost me this title.
Yeah.
And eventually.
And maybe they do. Maybe they do cost him the belt. Or, I mean, obviously Cody would still win anyways. You know
what? He teams up with The Rock at SummerSlam to take on the Usos. Or maybe one of the Usos and Solo Sikoa.
I think The Rock's done. I don't think we see The Rock in the ring again.
I still think we get a Rock and Roman at some point.
Yeah. Either.
I do.
I think if it's going to happen, it would have happened. Well, tell us what you think.
Maybe they're waiting for the 40th anniversary because it's a more special anniversary.
Yeah, we got a couple of years now.
Next year could be next year. Triple H being in control with 40 years.
40's next year.
Well, tell us what you think, Buds. Hit us up at BudsWW on Twitter.
Oh, he's going to do surprises.
Oh, okay. No one's listening, so.
Who?
No one.
Why?
Because no one listens past an hour, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think LA Knight and Stone Cold do something together.
Me too.
And I think Bobby Lashley does something.
Okay.
I think Randy Orton shows up at some point between.
I think Orton's going to be a Monday
week,
thing.
I was going to say within the week.
I think Orton's going to be a Monday thing.
Enzo could show up.
No,
he got released from MLW last night.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say he's still signed with MLW.
No, he got released last night, so something's going down there. But yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a great weekend.
Yeah.
I think Orton we see back. I think LA Knight and Stone Cold do something.
Yeah.
They got to give LA Knight something. The dude keeps getting himself over, and they keep trying to bury him, and he's still fucking over. So.
Yeah, he's
like, just go with it already. Like, he keeps having the big pop.
Right. Yeah, I actually really like him.
Oh, yeah. I've loved him for 20 years. Him on old school NWA, or not, I don't want to say old school, but pre-COVID NWA.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Great.
He was the only.
That's where he's doing his best
most
stuff.
Were
only there was a few guys, him and Ricky Starks, and
yeah,
I think Aldis was still good back then.
Yeah,
before his overexposure and whatnot.
Think we could get Aldis tonight or one?
No, nobody gives a shit about him outside of NWA. He's just Magnus outside of NWA. Right. That's the problem.
That's true.
And he wasn't anywhere where he was.
Magnus Gunther.
It's a good name though.
It is.
He was big enough, Magnus and Gunther. Sounds like it'd be a good match, but the size difference, I don't think it'd be that great of a match.
Cardona, that's the other one.
That's the other guy I could see showing up, especially with Green already being there. There's been rumors. I know he was at GCW this weekend, but that doesn't mean he still can't show up.
Yeah.
So
look at what the Hardys did.
See Zack Ryder come back and woo it up.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind him and Chelsea teaming up together. I like her Karen character.
I would like to see a mixed tag division.
Yeah.
I think that could be really good.
Got Montez and Bianca. You can do the Miz and Asuka again.
Right. Bring back Andrade and put him with Charlotte.
Seth and Becky.
Seth and Becky. Do all the real couples.
Aleister and Zelina.
Zelina. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. What happened to Aleister?
He's in AEW.
Is he?
He's Trios tag right
now. Okay.
Yeah.
I fucking really like that guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just
got him and like Buddy Murphy are together.
Yep. Okay. With Brody King.
With Brody King. All
right, until next time, guys. That's Big J over there.
And that's Daryl and Justin.
Peace out.
Have a great week. Enjoy your.
Soundcheck. You get a 7-day free trial.
that's what I did to watch it this weekend.
We got you.
I'm going to turn on airplane.
I didn't know the Undertaker wrestled with a broken ankle, man.
And BJ, whenever you are ready.